A 19-year-old Sedalia resident facing a felony charge for allegedly being the driver of a vehicle in a hit-and-run accident on July 23rd is due in court today. According to a Sedalia police report, witnesses reported hearing a blue PT Cruiser crash into a building in the 1600 block of South Limit Avenue and then left the scene. The officer observed the damage to the south side of the building and other items near the building. Total damages were estimated at over $5,000. Viewing surveillance footage, officers say they saw the vehicle drive around the front of the building, then over the sidewalk and into the south side of the building. They also were able to identify the vehicle by its license plate. After viewing an in-house photo of Cordero Anderson, it was confirmed that Anderson was the driver of the vehicle. Anderson has been charged with Class C felonies for property damage in the first degree and leaving the scene of an accident, property damage exceeding $1,000. Anderson posted $10,000 surety bond on August 13th. A preliminary hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. A 37-year-old Sedalia man who is facing a drug-related felony charge also is due in court today. A Sedalia police report says at approximately 6:25 a.m. on October 23rd, an officer served a search warrant related to drug activity. Shamma Keith Taylor was one of the persons on the premises. Officers say they located a container inside one of his shoes he was not wearing, which contained four individual bags of a substance which tested positive to be methamphetamine. They also located a cell phone, a glass pipe with suspected methamphetamine residue, sandwich-style baggies, and a digital scale. Court documents say Taylor has been charged with a Class C felony for delivery of a controlled substance and a drug-related misdemeanor. Taylor was arraigned on October 26th. His next hearing is set for 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. A 62-year-old Sedalia man who was arrested after the execution of a search warrant in Pettis County and is facing multiple felony charges has a court appearance scheduled for today. According to a news release, the Sedalia Police Department served the warrant in the 3100 block of Wing Avenue on October 9th. Upon making entry, three adult subjects were located and detained without incident. Officers say they found methamphetamine, marijuana, packaging materials, and other drug-related items. Joseph Michael Jones has been charged with Class C felonies for trafficking drugs in the second degree and delivery of a controlled substance, and two counts of a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance. Jones posted $75,000 surety bond on October 15th. Charges have not been filed against the other two subjects who were at the scene at the time. Jones was arraigned on October 20th. A counsel status hearing is scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. American Red Cross blood drives are scheduled to be held in Lafayette and Sheraton counties today. According to a news release, one drive is scheduled to be held from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Moose Lodge at 2510 Main Street in Lexington. The other drive is scheduled to be held from 2 to 6 p.m. at Northwestern R1 School on High School Drive in Minden. To make a blood donation appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app from app stores, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. For more on these stories and others, you can visit our webpage at KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.